Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to call the meeting to order at 10:10 a.m. I'd also like to ask as a courtesy to all that you ensure that you have turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director received notice of the board, of this board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Kilgore, Masterson, and Steinmetz indicated that they would not be present for this meeting. At this point, I'd like to call on Phil Ford.
Mr. Chairman, directors, it's my privilege this morning to share with two of our managers. So would John Hoffman and Mike McClellan come forward, please? And I'll just read you one paragraph from a letter that I received from the folks at Texas Parks and Wildlife. And it was noted that the parks were attractive, well-maintained, the required acknowledgement plaques. They want to leave plaques here for they can be displayed at the park, so we'll put a background on these and give them. But they were very happy with what we did for our public parks at two of our lakes. So congratulations.
Congratulations, gentlemen. This time, we have set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. Seeing that we have some people who want to speak, we encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That is not a requirement, it's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussion or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meeting Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specified on the agenda. We have seven cards. In the past, we've generally asked that you limit to 3 minutes, considering the amount of information we have to go through today. I'm going to try and strictly enforce the three-minute time limit. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we request that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes, and I will try and enforce that. With that in mind, our first speaker today is Mr. Steve Louder with Maybe Lakeview. Mr. Louder. Sorry? Pass. Okay. Next is Marcy Henry, speaking on decommissioning of dam and FERC. She's a PK property leaseholder.
My name is Marcy Henry. My husband, Mike, and I have owned our lake house for 19 years. The cabin was built in 1981. We never knew that we were in the FERC violation until now. The corner of the house is in FERC. This means the fireplace, the two windows, a porch, and half the living room. And our question is, we don't know how we would cut off half of the house. We're also concerned that, you know, part of the land that we're missing, a foot or so, might have been with erosion over the years. We hope that you'll reconsider and help us with getting rid of the FERC. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Henry. Next, we have Judy Corley, decommissioning of dam, FERC, PK property owner, leaseholder.
My name is Judy Corley. My husband, our lake house in 1998. We lived next door to the Henrys. The whole time that we've lived out at the lake, we've tried to be good stewards of preserving and maintaining and improving our property from the lakeside view. We have replaced a dock that had styrofoam, changed it out to encapsulated foam because that's the direction things are going. We replaced a retaining wall that wasn't working very effectively and put a new retaining wall in with permitting from the Brazos River Authority to stabilize the shoreline, stabilize the house, do things that, you know, would be improvements both for us and from the lakeside. We weren't ever informed that we were in a FERC buffer zone, and I guess maybe that's shame on us, but didn't know to ask that question. One of the things that we're concerned about is that if the dam is not generating electricity, is the need to have this FERC zone. And if we aren't generating electricity, and if we are deciding not to ever do it again, it would be a benefit to a great number of people, ourselves included, to not have to remove these items that possibly might be considered as encroachments. We haven't heard yet from the BRA on our situation, which is a retaining wall and a walkway to the dock. And so basically, my reason for being here today is to support you in your decision if you decide to decommission the dam, because I feel like if we're not generating electricity, and if the cost of bringing that dam back up to standards to start generating electricity is going to be burdensome, that it might be to the benefit of the people that have invested time and money in their property at Possum Kingdom. And it would definitely help us not to have to go to that expense to remove these encroachments if we are not allowed to have them there, and if that's what's decided from the Brazos River Authority. But we do appreciate your time. I'm sorry. I didn't know if you said something.
You still have a minute. Please.
All right. Continue. That's all I had to say. I'm just thank you for your time with this, and I hope that we get a good resolution out of it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ms. Corley. Next is Lane Kramer, Lease Rate Methodology and FERC, Bailey's Camp DBA, Bailey's Crystal Bay.
Good morning, BRA members and staff. My name is Lane Kramer. I am a commercial camp lessee. I represent Bailey's Crystal Bay, located on the west end of Possum Kingdom. I've owned the camp since 2007, but it's been in my wife's family since 1942. I have two issues I'd like to talk about, first being the lease rate methodology. It's no surprise to me that there's not a set method to arrive at a common lease rate because of the uniqueness of these leases. They differ from other commercial ventures, most of all because the business on the lake realistically has only from Memorial Day to Labor Day, essentially 3 months, to make most of its annual income. A true lease value of these properties would be difficult to determine because of their limited use. It's good property because of its waterfront, but with current TCEQ septic standards, it's impossible to make new improvements that could be successful because of daily flow limits. A sewer processing plant is the recommended cure for this, but is cost prohibitive for individual camps. And I say camps because most of these commercial leases started out as fishing camps. Their main source of income was selling beer, bait, and renting fishing boats with some overnight accommodations. This business plan made sense for many years, but Possum Kingdom has long evolved from a fishing lake. These camps need to be able to diversify and provide whatever services or accommodations necessary to make it more of a year-round business. I would hope that if the board continues to formulate a new lease rate methodology, that lessees would be involved in that process. This brings me to the second most important issue I would like to address. The FERC license made sense for many years while the generators were efficiently making electricity and servicing public needs. As these generators are now outdated and not economically sound to operate and have not for several years, I would wonder why all efforts are not going towards eliminating FERC and completing the divestiture process. To me, efforts trying to establish a lease rate methodology at this point seems somewhat a waste of time and effort when approximately in 70 years there's never been a methodology that really fits all the leases. The 08 appraised values worked well for some 1,500 residential leases. I can't imagine why the same would not work for some 50 commercial leases, as the county appraisal districts have always treated commercial leases the same in their appraisals, whether good or bad. A proven method of divestiture has been established, and an offer on the table by the Patterson Group for commercial leases would seem to be a win-win situation for all. All commercial leaseholders, as well as homeowners in the FERC area, desire the same pride of ownership and opportunity as the residential and other commercial leaseholders outside that FERC now have. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Next, I have Monty Land, Hydroelectric Decommissioning, PKLA, and PK Residents.
Good morning. I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to speak. I am Monty Land, president of the Possum Kingdom Lake Association, representing close to 1,000 PK residents. Today I'd like to briefly speak to you about item 10 on your agenda, the discussion and possible action decommissioning the dam at Possum Kingdom Lake, decommissioning the hydroelectric facility at Possum Kingdom. Over a year ago, the board instructed the staff to begin their due diligence in decommissioning looking at decommissioning the hydroelectric facility at Possum Kingdom. Would like you to know that the Possum Kingdom Lake Association and the residents, if you haven't already heard this from some residents of Possum Kingdom, do support your decommissioning of the dam, and know that it is the next logical step in the process of the Brazos River Authority scaling back in its land management responsibilities. We would like to commend the BRA staff and the board for its thoughtful and diligent efforts towards this goal, and would like you to know that our association is committed to helping in any way we can as you work through this process. Thank you.
Lynn. Next, I have a card for Mike Patterson, Patterson Divestiture, Patterson PK Land Partnership.
Just a real quick thank you. I'm pleased to be here and especially pleased to report that, you know, we did close and fund the transaction on Friday. And it could not have happened without the leadership of Mr. Ford and your staff. Remarkable, from Laura Lee to Riley to John Dixon. I mean, they're all there giving us the resources that we need. And just a big special thanks to Nicole Castro, who, as a lawyer for 30 years, I've had an opportunity to see a lot of good ones and bad ones and everything in between. And very firm, very fair, very thorough, very efficient, and she's a credit to your organization. But a big thank you to all of you, and I really appreciate the opportunity to have been a part of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Next, I have Paul Donaldson, encroachment below 1,000-foot contour.
Hi, my name is Paul Donaldson. I'm a leaseholder on the west side of Possum Kingdom Lake. I'm here to talk to you about item number 12 on your executive session agenda. And thank you to the board for giving me the opportunity to express my concern. I have a question whether or not I have an encroachment below the 1,000-foot marker. We purchased our site in 2007, and the survey indicated that the 1,000-foot contour was in a certain location. March of 2008, we drew plans and received approval from the BRA to tear down a cabin and reconstruct a new cabin exactly in that same location, and we did that. In 2010, we received a new survey as a result of the land sale, and the 1,000-foot contour was redrawn across our front yard, cutting across a portion of the structure. So we have a dilemma. Well, we have a situation that where the BRA has approved our plans, and we've constructed a cabin, and it appears now that we might have an encroachment into the 1,000-foot contour, which now is an issue for the PK Land Partnership to help us resolve. We're requesting a consent to encroachment on this issue, or at least a meeting between the BRA and PK Land Partnership to discuss the options on this issue. Our goal is to close the land and enjoy the lake, and just want to have an opportunity to resolve this and move on. Thank you very much.
Finally, I have a card from Randy Canton, speaking on the issue of decommissioning, representing Breakers Lakeshore.
I'd like to thank the board for allowing me the opportunity to express my concerns and opinions. At the moment, I'll address the decommissioning of the hydroelectric generation facility and extending the provision of October 27, 2008 resolution. For the past several years, the hydroelectric facility has been inoperable with little effect towards the water levels of Lake Granbury. It is my opinion that spending millions of dollars repairing generators creates a financial burden for the BRA in these tough economic times. The fact that the pumps haven't been used for quite some time tells us that Lake Granbury's lake levels can exist at current levels with decommissioning. Another suitable occasion that decommission process presents is doing away with the FERC buffer zone. This will enable many commercial operators, such as myself, to pursue the purchase of our current lease properties, which give us the opportunity to enhance our much-restrained investments. With decommissioning of the hydroelectric facility process moving forward, it is my request of the board to grant the current commercial operators who are restricted at the moment by FERC to purchase their lease property under the October 27, 2008 resolution. There are approximately 50 commercial businesses who operate leaseholds controlled by FERC regulations. These operators have abided by your rules and have invested countless hours, thousands of dollars towards their businesses. The commercial leasee has been a vital part of the growth and quality of life for its residents as well as its visitors. For many years, our businesses have been burdened with the uncertainty of the present situation. All we ask that we as commercial leaseholders be given the same fair trade practices of our residential neighbors. The pursuit
of hiring an appraiser only diminishes our optimism for the future while creating more financial burdens for our business operations. In closing, once again, I strongly urge the board to consider the October 27th resolution, including the commercial leases inside the FERC-controlled areas, so that we may be treated equally the same as all other leaseholders of Possum Kingdom Lake. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Canton. Seeing as there are no other public cards wishing to speak, we will move into the consent agenda.